Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got an old friend of mine who has been on the show in the past, but now, tragically, I had to reach out to him. There's been an incident that has caught the attention of the nation, a young lady that was killed by a Salvadoran illegal alien. I wanted to get him on, Sheriff Jeff Galler, from Harford County, Maryland. Harford County is just north of Baltimore. Sheriff, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to be with us.
Absolutely, George. Appreciate the opportunity to come on and tell a little bit about Rachel's story. Another story of so many in the country that we shouldn't be telling, but we are.
Yeah, tragically, we seem to be telling a story like this practically every month. Something like this is happening across the country. Tell us about this particular incident how is it that the border has reached Harford County, Maryland?
Well, I have sat on the Border Committee for National Sheriffs for the last 7 or 8 years. Border security is not a new issue, but it has certainly reached a new crisis level under the current administration, who just, we know that President Biden ran on the platform of doing away with President Trump's measures to better control the border, and he had a better control of it than any other president in my recollection. But we've always had issues, and we need to get a border policy, a immigration policy in this country that works, and that starts with a border wall and securing this country to start with. So with this particular case, sadly, this is a 37-year-old mother of five who goes out, who has a little bit of a routine. We don't know if that played into it, but she goes out on a very safe and very popular hiking trail here in the town of Bel Air. And as you said, we're just a little bit north of Baltimore. And she doesn't come home that night. So the next day, sadly, her body is discovered, having been brutally attacked and raped. We processed that scene, and investigators have worked that case diligently. This was August of 2023. Investigators worked that case diligently, and what we found out through a DNA hit in the weeks after her homicide, Rachel's homicide, was that this same suspect was responsible for a violent home invasion in Los Angeles in March of that year, 23. And he, in that instance, attacked a 9-year-old young lady and her mother. And had that not been interrupted by another person in the house, who knows, we'd probably be talking another homicide case. Here the other day, we, working DNA, working with our federal and state partners, we were able to finally, we had video footage from the Los Angeles case, but we couldn't figure out who he was. And I was afraid there'd be need to be more bodies before he was discovered. But working with our partners, we were able to take the DNA evidence and come down and finally identify our suspect, get a positive hit on the evidence from Rachel's crime scene, from the crime scene involving Rachel, and apply for an arrest warrant. And 10 long months, we met with the family, let them know we had identified him, but we had yet to find him. And within 5 hours, our investigators, again working with our partners, were able to locate him now in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and make an arrest and bring him into custody. And what we have found out just in the last couple of days before the arrest took place was not only did he do the Los Angeles crime and the crime here, he is responsible, suspected as the person responsible for the homicide of a woman in his home country of El Salvador in January of 23. So again, he kills that woman in January of 23, comes into our country. He was turned away at the border, but he decided with an open border, why bother? And he came on into the country and committed the crime in Los Angeles within a month of coming into the country, fled to Maryland, did this horrible thing here. And then we know he was down and around D.C. But here's another example of a person who is in the country illegally, who should not be responsible for Rachel's death, and Rachel deserved better, and our citizens deserve better.
What is really, really interesting about this, or disturbing, should I say, is the ability, his ability to move around the country so much and commit mayhem. This situation with this young woman, this woman in Harford County with Rachel, have you had problems with illegal aliens in the past?
No. Now we're a 287G partnering, so we do, I think, the right thing public safety-wise, that we work with our partners at ICE to make sure that if people are arrested here for crimes and they're in the country illegally, that ICE can use their authority to deport them if appropriate. But, you know, we are not a sanctuary jurisdiction. But I have to say, you know, although we are a relatively very safe community, and unfortunately, in 2022, there was an MS-13 member, 17-year-old, also in the country illegally, who killed a young 20-year-old lady with special needs in one of our incorporated municipalities. My office didn't handle that case, and you didn't hear as much about it. But here are two women who have had their lives taken away from them in a violent fashion by two men, both from El Salvador, who had no business being here. And I've been saying that they didn't come here, you know, and I'm 1,000% sure on this in Rachel's murder investigation. That suspect did not come here to make a better life for himself. He came here to flee what he had done in his country and to continue his violent ways amongst our citizens. And we have to have a process that does a better job of protecting our citizens.
It is really, really, you know, disturbing to see how the defund the police movement has met up with the, is complementing, and I'll use that term, the open borders sanctuary movement. You've got police being attacked in New York City, and the next day the DA lets off the illegal aliens that did the attacking, and the illegal aliens are then shipped courtesy of a nonprofit organization to Arizona, where they caught them. Shouldn't we try to address this whole headache of these sanctuary communities?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's for many years it's been no one else's problem but the border. And I think whoever was the first one to initiate some of the bus trips, we saw it in New York. They got a few buses and they were screaming, stop. We cannot handle the uncontrolled influx of an open border in this country. And no matter how many people might be in those groups, again, trying to make a better life for themselves and with pure intentions, there needs to be a process to identify those people and legally get them into the country. For their sake and for our country's sake, because what makes us so great is that we are a great melting pot. But to open the door and let criminals and terrorists walk in with them is just unacceptable. And again, it's a responsibility of mine as a sworn law enforcement officer, somebody who's been elected by the people, taking an oath of office. It's my primary duty to keep our public safe, and that should be every member of Congress, both parties, and whoever's sitting in the White House, and the president, that's Joe Biden, to do the same thing. And we need to work on immigration policy, and we need to secure the border first and foremost.
Yeah, as Tom Homan says quite often, that border security is national security, and it's also public safety security. Do you think that the White House and the Congress will listen to us or listen to this situation any more so than they have in the past, because we can't afford more of these murders going on?
I agree with you 100%, and I would like to say the answer is yes, but what is the saying? The best predictor of future behavior is past practice. So it's been too many years of pushing the can down the road and politics, and this should not be political. This is a public safety issue for our communities, for our citizens in this country. And I was asked about that. You know, is this making Rachel's case political? No, it's not. To not share what the circumstances were that contributed to her life being lost would be the political. Making a decision not to share these facts would be a political decision. This is a public safety issue, and again, one I wish had been addressed years ago, and then perhaps five children wouldn't have lost their mother.
That's right. That's right. I mean, when communities like Bel Air are impacted, we've reached a pretty bad situation. Sheriff, thank you very much for taking time to be with us. Folks, we've been speaking with Harford County, Maryland Sheriff Jeff Galler, and I really, really thank you for taking time to be with us.
Thanks, George. Take care. See you soon.
You take care, and be safe. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.